You're listening to Real World News. Food sovereignty and GMO.
Brazilian and Paraguayan soy producers pour agrotoxics on Guarani communities who claim land ownership. The dispute for land in Paraguay is turning into a war in which chemical weapons are part of the arsenal of the most powerful. Lida Acuña, president of the Paraguayan Institute of Indigenous People, denounced in Asunción that several Brazilian and Paraguayan soy producers poured poison from an airplane over a population of Ava Guarani people because they couldn't evict them. The incident started when the owners went to the field occupied by part of an indigenous community who didn't let them enter. This happened in Itaquiri, Alto Paraná Department. According to the institute, as a consequence of the aggression, Luciano Villalba, leader of the Isati community, and 12-year-old Manuela Candia are very ill, as well as other members of the community. In total, 200 people were affected by the pouring of agrotoxics as a dispersion measure. Indigenous people have been suffering attacks for long. A few months ago, a school was destroyed to allow the cultivation of GM soy, and the same happened to a community cemetery. The agrotoxics spilled over the population also affected crops, which mean the livelihood of 700 families distributed in 5 municipalities. Paraguayan peasant leader Beralmino Balbuena said to Prensa Latina that the oligarchic sectors and the groups responsible for the attacks against native peoples have all the support of the most corrupt judges of Paraguay. "We are very sorry that these things continue to occur in Paraguay against the poorest communities, such as indigenous communities who cannot defend themselves," said Balbuena. He also said that when their rights are strongly violated, they become news, but their claim for justice never does. Soy producers filed a complaint requesting the eviction of communities, but this was appealed by the Ava Guarani people, and as a result, the eviction was suspended. So they decided to force the eviction of the communities, and on October the 6th, they arrived with tens of vehicles to transfer the indigenous people. The Ava Guarani confronted the attackers, exerting their fair right to defend their lands. The vehicles were withdrawn, but minutes later, airplanes flew over their homes and massively poisoned them. This attack was responded by Fernando Lugo's administration. Paraguayan Health Minister Esperanza Martinez visited the area and witnessed the extremely negative effects of the event and made sure that the National Attorney's Office investigated the case. "These people were covered with some kind of liquid thrown through an airplane," said Esperanza Martinez to an Asunción radio station, according to ABC Color newspaper. "This is very clear for me. In epidemiology, this means severe intoxication caused by an external unknown agent," Martinez said. Soy producers gave an almost ridiculous excuse. They stated that this was simply a trip and that they were not fumigating. Meanwhile, the health minister said that this is evidence of how defenseless are many populations of the country. She explains this does not only affect native peoples, but also peasants and even urban dwellers who cannot access health services.
You're listening to Real World News.